Good morning. It's 11:07 on the... Ooh, what is it?
What's 11:07. Monday, the 28th of September.
28th of September. There we go. The phone tells you and I tell you. I'm doing a very strange thing to record all this today. I've got two recorders going and I'm going to line them up later. Well, I say later. Now you've heard it. You'll have heard them lined up. Anyway, a couple of people asked me a few questions about the iPhone 6S. And this is my iPhone 6S. Sort of, not demo, but thing. So let's unlock the phone. Which is very fast to unlock nowadays. And let's do a few things. Jakob asked me about the vibrator in the phone, which when I flick the mute switch.
Muted. Unmuted.
Very quiet.
Muted. Unmuted.
And you can't hear that over voiceover. So I'll just lock the phone again and do that.
Screen locked. Unmuted.
Oh, I just hit the locks button.
Screen locked.
All kinds of awkward, actually. I'm not used to it being on the right hand side of the phone yet. I'll get there. I'll get there. We can do a better test, though. Let's go into
Monday,
settings.
The 28th of September. Settings.
Let's go down here.
Do not disturb. WhatsApp. Touch ID. Sounds. Settings. The volume of the ringtone. Sounds and vibration patterns.
Let's
ringtone.
Go into ringtone
sounds.
And
vibration.
Go into
default.
The vibration
button.
Patterns.
Ringtone. Alert. Heartbeat. Selected. Accent. Default.
And what I can do then is just tap on it and then wave the phone around and you can hear it. I'll put it closer and further away from me.
Selected. Accent. Default.
You're only going to play once? All right then.
Alert. Heartbeat.
We'll do one of
quick,
the longer ones.
Rapid.
Symphony,
S-O-F,
I think,
staccato,
is
symphony.
The long thing. Here we go.
Selected. Symphony.
Can we do that again?
Selected. Symphony.
So I'm waving it around the mics. I've got mics mounted to my face using sunglasses. So it's a little different from my normal setup. And I've got a lining cable going from my phone to my LS100. And to line it up, for those of you who care about these technical things, I clicked my fingers with Boss Chock running, and I deleted the portion where I clicked my fingers, and then lined the phone up after that. If this all works, then you're hearing it, and if it didn't, well, I just wasted a whole bunch of time doing nothing. So yeah, that's my multi-track solution, because I'm just so ghetto. Right, so that's the vibrate thing. It's pretty cool. And actually,
vibration.
I left it on the
mic
wrong
ID.
Thing. I need to...
Accent default. Selected. Accent default.
Leave it on that one.
Settings. App switcher. Closing
and
settings. Mac ID.
We
active.
Were going to...
Entertainment.
I was going to show you a little bit about 3D Touch and what I think of 3D Touch, because it's been talked about and people have done demos of it. I thought I'd do a little live one of sorts, and we'll do a live photo thing as well, because I did one yesterday, and you may have heard that. Jakob himself tweeted it. I sent him one on his iPhone 6. And if you don't have a 6S, the way you play those is you have to save it to the camera roll, because you cannot play it from iMessage directly, and then you have to go into it and it says live photo, and then you double tap and hold if you're a voiceover user, just tap and hold if you aren't one. So 3D Touch, if I do
starting help
that,
to stop help, perform a four finger double, two finger single tap, pause or continue speech,
voiceover, when you press the screen
touch,
you know,
select item under
touch.
Your finger touch,
select
item under your finger touch,
yeah,
select item under your finger
that.
Touch,
if I press
double tap and
on
hold
the screen,
moving entertainment, double tap and hold,
it thinks
double tap
I want
on games
to
folder.
Move
double tap and hold.
Things,
double tap and hold.
I don't.
Drag the item.
And so now, unfortunately, I've moved an item on my home screen because it bypasses VoiceOver's help and has gone right through to the OS, which is really irritating. So now I don't know what where anything is.
Finish edit. Internet folder. Games folder. Fire app. Fire browser. And game. Stream. TV. Internet folder. Utilities folder. Navigation. Purchase. Music. Content. Music
folder.
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 Social folder. Navigation folder.
Really
utilities folder. Internet
kind
folder. TV. Video folder. Games folder. Fire app. Streaming media folder. Fire browser. Entertainment folder. 10 apps.
Oh no, I didn't. Thankfully, it stayed where it was. I'm glad of that. But that's what happens. Now, let's not do that with that enabled. Let's do it normally. Let's do it on the
App Store.
I've got my finger on App Store, and there are levels of touch.
Purchase
if I press
folder. App Store.
Gently.
App Store.
Now, if I let go of App Store, I can swipe around the screen, and there's a context menu that's sort of come up.
Search. Redeem. Redeem. Search. App Store. App Store.
And those are the options. I can go into the App Store, which is the option. I can do a search.
Search.
Or I can do redeem.
Redeem.
Excuse me. While I just scratch my eye. And those are the things. I can do a two-finger scrub to go back.
App Store.
I don't want to do any of those things, but if I did, that's what I could do. If I do it on contacts.
Message. Contacts. Contacts.
Another context menu comes up.
Contacts.
By the way, the phone tactically hits me when it does the voiceover click as well. So
create a new contact.
The options here are contacts, create new contact.
Share my info. Share my info. Share my info.
Show or share?
Words. Headings. Heading not found. What show?
Show my info. Okay. By the way, the voice I'm using, for those who care, is the British female Siri voice at, I think, 70 or 75%. Anything faster and it gets unintelligible, like my speech just now, and therefore very anti-usable. And if I do the same thing on messages.
Messages. Messages. New message. Messages. New message. Kirsten Louie. Neil McCullough.
It's showing me people that I've recently communicated with.
Dwayne.
My brother, Neil McCullough. And Kirsten, my wife.
Dwayne.
And those are the last few, I guess. And this time I pressed home.
Neil McCullough.
Does it escape?
Messages.
No, it doesn't.
Contacts.
So you have to... Oh, it did.
Navigation folder.
VoiceOver didn't make
a
screen-changing type thing. If you do it on folders, it starts to move the folder. So don't do it on folders. Bad. Settings doesn't do anything. It just starts to move the item because it thinks that you're doing a sighted person's version of double tap. Not double tap and hold. Sorry. Tap and hold and drag it. So you don't want to do it on things that don't really support it.
Talko notification. Talko.
Hello, Talko.
Tapsy.
There is an advantage to this, by the way, even if you're on something that doesn't do it, even though I just said not to. I'm going to contradict myself now. Pardon me. The reason to do it would be, for example, if you want to open an item. So if I want to go into a navigation folder, and if I press harder on it...
Lazy text. Streaming media folder. Games folder. Navigation folder. 12 apps. 54
new
items.
If I press all the way down, there's a couple of levels of a click, as I said, it will open the folder. So instead of finding the thing, lifting, and then double tapping, if I just press further through it...
Moving navigation.
Into it. I mean, supposed to go
moving
into
navigation.
It. It
utilities folder.
Supposed
is edited.
To go
navigation
it.
Folder. Is edited.
Should we
finish
do that again?
Navigation folder. 12.
Yeah, there we go.
Navigation. Heading. Text
I don't know if it's dependent on the time I had my finger on, so it thought it wanted to move it. But that's what happens in live demo, so you can laugh at me if you like. I really don't mind. I know I screwed up there. So pardon me for that. Can
settings.
We do it again?
Navigation folder. 12 apps. 54 new icons.
Yeah.
Navigation.
So
heading.
I didn't
text
lift
field.
My finger
settings.
Because you didn't hear the double tap.
Navigation
if I
folder.
Do it proper
12
way,
apps. Navigation.
You've been going
heading.
To it like that.
Navigation folder. 12
so that's
apps.
What happens.
54 new items.
And if I go back to the App Store.
App Store.
And if I press on the App Store harder and harder, you should hear a couple of levels of click. I'm going to turn the VoiceOver and turn it back on because
VoiceOver off. VoiceOver on. Settings.
I'm not sure
screen
if
personal.
All these clicks are coming out as loud as they ought to be. I have VoiceOver sounds enabled, obviously. So
App Store.
Here's the App Store. Let's press on it.
App Store.
And now
selected.
It's opened
App Store.
The App Store.
Featured.
So you have
tab 1 of 5.
It's a fifth, actually. Kind of a I want to say A flat, but it's not quite A flat. It's not quite A, I think. Not really paying attention to that. But you have one note, the middle of the octave, and then an octave above the first note. And that top note is when it opens up the app entirely. So there's that.
Home settings. KNFB reader.
And if I go in the app switcher here.
App switcher. Home.
I'm told that
active.
When you do this, when you can see, and do 3D touch when you can see, things are supposed to happen, but they don't seem to work for me. So it must be only and if you can see type thing.
Active.
So I can just keep
actions available.
Pressing these.
Email iTunes support.
It,
App Store. Featured.
No, I don't really want to email iTunes support, but there you go. I think that VoiceOver will, perhaps in a future update, support more of the actions in certain places. There's a couple other ones I didn't show you, actually. Let me show
switcher.
You those.
Closing App Store. Mac ID. Active. Dock. Phone.
I go to the phone icon, and I'll press gently on the screen for the phone. And it now shows me...
Create new... Kirsten Louie. Mum. Dwayne.
Some names
Mom.
Here of people
Kirsten
that
Louie.
I've recently spoken to.
Create new contact. Create new contact.
I can create new contact, which is similar to the Contacts app, actually, although it's showing me, you know, people that I've recently called. And if I
phone,
do it on mail...
Dot, Uber, mail. No ready mails.
Did you not click on that one? Oh, it did. There's a
new message.
Menu.
New message. Search. VIP. All inboxes. All inboxes.
And it's showing me a couple of the folders that I use and to create new message or search. So that's what that does.
Center of screen.
Go on, back out.
Internet.
So as more and more things do come online, I suspect and expect that developers will take advantage of this and do all sorts of fun things, which is great fun, by the way. I really like the idea of it. It's going to take a little getting used to, as everything new does, but I can see a lot of possibilities. Now, live photos. Watch me fumble about the phone as I go
spotlight.
In here and
type PH. 16 items found.
And
photos.
Open photos.
Photos. Add button.
And we are in the photos.
Recently
now.
Deleted. Zero photos. All photos.
All
seven
photos.
Albums.
Live
photo. Landscape. The 27th of September, 1840. Crisp wallet. Image.
So that's a live photo. I wonder if I can do it from without going into the photo. I'm going to try.
Live photo.
I'm going to rest my finger
the 25th
on
of September,
the screen.
22, 11. One face.
And I'm
going to
hold
wallet.
On
image.
It. No,
live photo, landscape, live photo,
now
landscape,
minute,
the 25th of September,
maybe it will
22,
play
11,
the audio that
one face,
goes along
Chris,
with this,
wallet,
with
image.
This thing.
Live
and of course
live photo,
today, nothing like
preview,
that.
Preview,
oh, it's offering
preview,
me a context. I
actions available,
actually, okay,
live
so
photo,
I'll do,
live,
I'll go into it properly.
Live photo, landscape, live photo, landscape.
Picture on the balcony. And that's because
live photo,
I held my finger
the 27th
on the
of September,
screen. If I just
Chris,
press
wallet,
and let go.
Image.
and let go, it's going to not play the whole content. See? If I played all the way. Picture on the balcony. Here's one I prepared earlier. I made that last night, and that's what Jakob heard when I sent him a picture from my balcony. And that's how that works. So, of course, you can
your photo, double-tap last day, and hold. The 27th of September, 1840.
Picture on the balcony, image. As I did just then with voiceover. You may have heard the voiceover sound just about come through that. And that's how that works. It's quite fun. So my wife sent me a couple of pictures of Jake's party
all photos,
a couple
albums,
of days ago.
Back button, your photo,
now,
landscape,
I'm
going
to try
photo,
and get
portrait,
to them and watch me fail hard.
Your photo, landscape, the 25th of September, 22:11. Your photo,
late.
Landscape,
can't
the 25th of September, 22:11. One face.
Did I even
Chris,
save them? Or did they come through WhatsApp and I didn't save them?
Photo, portrait, the 24th.
If not, then
photo,
I'll show
landscape,
you this one from my
London,
gig.
Forward, Friday, 22. Your photo, landscape, the 25th of September, 22:11.
So
two
that
faces,
video,
bloody, well lit, image.
This photo, I should say. This photo was taken at 11 minutes past 10 on Friday night. I was at a gig and I just handed my new phone to one of the members of the band and we took a photo. So there's some probably music behind this. There you go, somebody laughing as well. I wouldn't have known that had I not had this photo to refer to. And
photo chooser, photo 307, adjust.
Photo 307, I just swipe down.
Landscape, your photo, landscape, the 25th of September, 22:11. One face,
same time,
Chris,
just slightly earlier in the minute. So I think this has a lot of accessibility ideas and fun things for people in the future. My wife can audio tag photos of me of the kids and send them to me when we're not together, for example, or you know if they're in the park and I'm at home or I'm rehearsing or something like that. And I'll know without having to ask her what they are, what they are. So there's so many possibilities here, and that's just a couple of them. So I hope this has been of some interest. I know Jonathan Mosen did a demo as well, but you know, it's I always think it's interesting to get demos from different people's point of view. Hopefully I'm not wrong there, and I haven't just bored you all senseless. So let me just
app switcher, closing photos.
Do that.
Mac ID
and
active.
Lock the phone.
Screen locked.
And get out of here. Thanks for listening.